It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2037, recorded Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Suck it up! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has some gadgets from an Anchor Press event. We got a mini, what the heck is it? And a gadget that sucks, but it should. Plus the last of my rainy day gadgets, all next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Oh, here he is, Dr. Doom of gadgets. I don't know. I was trying to think of a villain.
Well, after, what is it, 15 years of this, it's pretty hard to come up with something.
I know. There's too. I know I've repeated a few. There's been a few that I've just been daydreaming, and in the last second, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to come up with a name to call the GD. It's the gadget guy.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's keeping track.
No,
to tell you the truth.
No. That would surprise me. One day I run across the Wikipedia page that's constantly been updated with everything. Yeah, that does not exist. Maybe one day when AI can just scan it all.
Oh yes.
Just scan it all. Just go in there, figure it out. Make the document. Track what he says.
Why don't you just let AI make up a name for me if it's so smart.
See, the problem with AI is context. You gotta tell it a lot to make it output. You just say, called it, well, let's try it. Well, why not?
Let's try it.
I may have to log in here. I have to log in. So, hey, as I'm logging in, tell people about what you did this yesterday, was it? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was last night, and that's the reason Fizz is going to be tomorrow night. And, well, you want to run that little video in the background?
Yeah, totally. Here, one second. Let me pop in this out so I can log in.
So
behind the scenes.
We were like the only people, Larry and I were the only people shooting video, and Larry was very nervous. I think we should be doing this. So the video is very jumpy and all over the place, but at least you'll get to see some stuff. So the exhibit space is something brand new called Pen 2, huge, right next door to Madison Square Garden. A big deal was their Thunderbolt 5 docking station, where you can hook up, I believe it is 18 devices. Oh, there are 14 devices, 8K. It's available, I think yesterday it became available. I don't see it on Amazon yet. It's going to be $400, $399.99, but with all the prices, they said they will be fluctuating. This was kind of interesting. This is a new, actually, you can put up the audio for this.
Okay, I'll turn that up.
They do something unique.
Here, I can also go back a bit. Well, we can hear it all.
Lila X1 projectors. They are 4K. They do something unique. When you turn the projector on, it'll put a white light out. The white light will turn on a camera in the projector, and the camera will find the screen, and slowly the image will automatically fill the screen exactly and focus itself. And the spokesman said, even if you were off axis, the projector would get the video and put it on the screen exactly where it belongs.
And then, so this is kind of interesting because they have new Eufy premium device with hydrojet
technology. Is it? Whoa!
Floor washing technology. And I can talk over this. Okay, so I thought, oh, you know, it must be a new printer that when it prints the document, it brings it over to you because of the wheel. But then it turns out, I think this is totally new for Anchor, they're getting into lawn care.
Oh.
With two new mowers, which have 3D cameras, which the person said, the mower just knows where to mow. So, I'm not sure about that. The video ended there.
Oh, there you go.
And there was one other fascinating thing about that laser projector. If you walk in front of the projector, it cuts down the laser light in case you happen to be facing the projector. So it's like an eye protection.
Oh, thing. With that camera, it can tell that, like, oh, there's that, a person
that
a, here.
That a person is walking in front of the screen or in that front of its really projection.
Cool. I can't believe they were playing. They're not like us behind you. That song was very funny. That was funny.
Oh, you didn't even think about that. Are they gonna?
No, it's fine. It's very fine. It's just very funny. The part that was playing at the time. Anyway,
well,
yeah.
they don't miss a trick. The going away gift.
Oh wow!
Does this look familiar to you?
It's a tile. It's an AirTag. What the heck?
Isn't that a riot? They're in everything.
Now, what service does that use? Is that
it says worked with Apple Find My.
This is a thing. They've opened up that service a year and a half ago, something like that. You can use that with the Find My service, which is fantastic.
Oh, okay. But it also on the back, Google, and so it works with Google too. It looks exactly like a tile.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people. I mean, basically, when Apple kind of opened that up, and even the Android system kind of opened up. I forget what it was called, a lot of them just were like, okay, we'll use their service, and we'll start just making the devices. So. Anchor's doing that too. Which is pretty cool.
Can you find Scooter X's? He said that it's already on Amazon.
Yeah.
It went by. And I'm just wondering, is it $400 or are they doing a special?
So here it is.
Oh, no, it is. Okay.
So it's not on Amazon yet, but it is on their website.
Oh, okay.
So you can find it there. Thanks, Scooter X, for the link.
Okay.
So there's that. And then The Verge did an article about the projector, which is really, really cool.
The projector, I think, is $3,000. Yeah.
Holy moly. But it's bright.
$3,500 lumens.
And then it's a 4K?
It's a 4K.
Yeah, 4K. Yeah, that's the
And other comes with Dynamite stereo speakers.
Yeah. It's lowering in price, but the jump from 1080 to 4K in projection technology is like a big jump. It's a huge jump. You can get a lot of inexpensive, pretty good projectors for 1080p resolution, but when you jump to that 4K, it's not the same as televisions, where it's like...
Yeah.
Like, television is like, oh, it's 4K? What is this, 8K? Is this 16K? I have no idea. Okay, I'll just buy that. In projectors, it's really hard to get up to that higher resolution. So that's cool. That's really, really neat. Okay, hey, you wanted to ask ChatGPT a question.
Oh, yes.
So I'm starting it up. Hey, I'm Chad Johnson, co-host of the GizWiz. Ever since I make a title for, Dick DiBartolo. Other co-host. I'll just keep going.
Make up a title.
10 ideas for
the title.
Yeah, for wacky things to call him after the intro plays. Here we go. Let's see.
Reasoning.
Just thinking about it. The Sultan of Circuitry. The Duke of Duct Tape Dispensers. The Baron of Bizarre Buttons. the maestro of misfit. They're all, they all rhyme. They don't, do I always rhyme them?
No.
No, no. I'm just like the conductor of gadgets. Yeah, no, they don't need a rhyme. Here, let's say it. One second. The Pope of pointless plastic products. Too soon, ChatGPT. Too soon.
Exactly.
What the heck?
Don't start voting for me. I don't want to go to Rome.
Not need to rhyme.
Now, will it remember what it's working on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It'll not... just give me a 100 job titles that fit. And there we go. Let's see what it does. Here's a big old list of 100 wacky gadget-themed top-tier titles.
Oh, it's still doing it.
It did it. It did not. The heck? Okay, we're going to stop this. Stop. Got to 48. They rhyme! Why? Okay. It still doesn't quite get that it doesn't need to be... It doesn't need to have a beginning and an end, but whatever. The director, the supreme commander, chief operating officer.
Okay, I've used you a few can of just these. Use those.
Just use the those. Senior analyst. I don't think inspector general, Inspector Gadget. That should be like our mascot. Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, this is AI can do a lot, but it also needs all the context you can possibly give it.
The strange thing about AI was the first time I ever used AI, I just said, AI, write 20 match game questions.
Right.
And it did it.
Oh,
It knew what match
instantly.
Game was.
Yes.
And three of them were actually very good. And since then, they just suck at what they put out.
Yeah.
It just puts out garbage.
Yes.
I said, do dumb Donald. Dumb Donald was so dumb he ate a blank. Dumb Donald was so. Anyway.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've seen it do some insane things like pull, I don't know, like code or like make a website tree or like, you know, it can do some great things. But there's always like a thing it got wrong or something that it didn't work. I'm really curious to see when AI gets introduced into real platforms and real software. Like, could you imagine, I think that this already exists to an extent, a software development platform where it's not just a chat. It has access to all the files of your software. It knows what stage of the process you're at, you know, where it can see, you know, everything. And then when it makes a change, it would only make a change to like a line of code, you know, that type of thing. But like, we're not there yet. Those tools, I think, are being created. You know, I've seen many, many AI tools that kind of work together in a similar way. Like, you know, I've seen it in the study realm and stuff like that. So, anyway, that is what I find exciting about. And if it could do that, that would be awesome. This might be the longest host chat we've ever had.
Yes. Well, that's it. Good night, folks. I'll do letter of the week and we can save the videos for another time.
Let's start talking about some gadgets, shall we?
Yeah. Here's a mini, what the heck is it?
So we're going to start with this.
Whoa.
I have no idea. Okay. Yeah. Now this may tip it off.
I was going to say maybe a fan, like a cooler.
Charger or something?
A charger, okay.
Yeah. Actually, the computer?
I find this astounding.
Is that a full computer in there?
Quite amazing. Because Dennis said, I need a new computer.
No.
And I want Windows 11, but I want to get rid of that big tower in my office. So Dennis, This is your
new computer.
Windows 11.
That is like a joke.
Oh my God.
That is actually, satirical. That is satirically small.
Are you serious?
Is this astounding?
We live in the future. Oh, we live in the future, and that's a computer.
Intel chip.
That's amazing.
Windows 11 Pro. Just the power supply. That's it. Just a power supply. All right. So we will hook it up. Two USB 3s, SD card slot, if you want to add memory. I believe this has 256K solid-state drive.
256
HDMI outs, 1 gigabyte in,
wow,
and headphone jack. And a lot of reviews on this, pretty great reviews. The one problem is the USB-C is just for charging, okay? And it is EMK Tech.
Does it just not have another USB-C port?
It does not.
You got to hook it up in Dennis's apartment.
One hub, one USB hub will solve that.
And running, we're in Dennis's apartment, his old computer and his new computer, okay? Now, it does have a lot of wires coming in and out. All right. We're hooked up to internet.
That is too funny.
We're using the headphone jack to power his speakers. And we're using one of the monitor outputs. It has two monitor outputs. And now we will see how video is on. You know, this monitor looks great, I'll tell you.
It's time for the Gizwiz with Mattis Ryder.
I can't believe it has two video outputs. You can have two monitors on that thing.
You could. You could. And resolution is
a Vizio monitor.
4096 by 2160.
But, boy, I think this looks pretty great. I did a speed test. Okay, we're hooked up to Fios, 941 down.
That's 939
up. Okay, and then we'll go over to the Amazon page.
Oh, quick, Chad, the price. Look,
What?
I think it went down a little. Right now, it's $144.
What?
It is.
And then let's go to
what? The entire.
It's the N97 Intel chip.
Anyone who owns a company should upgrade all their computers, instantly.
Solid state drive.
All those old computers are working around
RAM,
companies.
Wi-Fi 5, Bluetooth 5, dual display, and Intel UHD graphics, 4K. I think this is pretty spectacular. I didn't look at reviews. Okay, almost 900 reviews, okay? 4.5 stars. And Dennis is thrilled with it. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You're using it right there in that video, right?
Yes.
Seems fast enough. So, that's crazy. So let me open her up. And look at the stats. I mean, that's crazy. So the one thing, it's an Intel processor.
Right.
Alder Lake in 97, you know, it's kind of like, what the heck is that? It's kind of looking for that. And it mentions that it's just a low power 4-core, 4-thread CPU.
So he just needs it for emails and browsing the web.
Right. My worry when it was so low priced was that it was like an Atom processor or like some other type of thing. But it is an Intel processor. I've seen NUX before. So Mr. Dave in the chat is saying, have you seen a NUC before? Which is the next unit of computing, which Intel tried to coin, I'm pretty sure. It was during the era of the ultra slim notebooks, and
Oh yes.
They realized, hey, we can use these chips from these ultra slim notebooks and stick them into desktop computers that are teeny tiny. And so that's what they did. I've known of NUX, you know, before, which you'll notice that even on here, it's, does it say NUX? I thought it did.
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't it say NUX somewhere on here? I thought it did. Did I read that anywhere? Anyway. But yeah, so
And there are a million. I never even knew about this category.
I know.
I knew about the small computers, but not that small.
This is what I saw on their website, the NUCBox G5. This is their website.
It's even cheaper.
You can get different stuff. I mean, like 12 gigabytes of RAM is awesome. My biggest worry is literally the CPU. Like, the RAM is fine. I know that Dennis isn't going to be doing any gaming, so that's not an issue. My big worry would be the CPU. It has a solid state drive, which will be fast enough. It's not a spinning drive, so that'll load apps
and
stuff.
And a card slot.
And a card. I wish my tower had an SD card slot. My PC doesn't, you know? Like, and it's massive. You could fit 16 of those little
And I believe there is a room in there for a second SSD card. I believe you can.
That's crazy. I love that it has two USB ports out. HDMI is what I was literally reading right there. Two HDMI ports out. That makes it very simple. It has a gigabit switch inside of there, so you can get up to 1,000 megabits. The issue is it doesn't have USB-C, but it has USB-A. I'm impressed.
I am too. Dennis is thrilled with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately, Mo came over and said, I can recycle this to a friend of mine. Yeah. I said, well, I have an old computer down here too. He said, okay, I'll take them both.
Yeah. That's crazy. That is like the first thought I had was like back in the day when cell phones kept getting smaller and smaller, there was like a little joke of like people would like open little cell phones. Like that's what that computer is actually in the future. Like it has only space for the ports that are on the back of it. And then it looks like a little cookie. Like what on earth? That's crazy.
No, it was great. So we took it up there. We just plugged this monitor in. It plugged the speaker into the headphone jack, the mouse and the keyboard into the two USBs, and he was off and running.
That's great. That's great.
With Windows 11 Pro.
Windows 11 Pro. That's the other fantastic thing is it's Windows. It's not like some distro of Linux or something strange.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, should we?
Okay, gadget number two is right here.
I'm doing a gadget that I needed kind of badly, okay? It is a new Dirt Devil Compact Endora Light Vacuum Cleaner. Now, it did fit in that box. You only had to attach the handle. There are two accessories in here. Brush and one of those drape things, and they can go on there.
And don't look, but come up with a price for this, Chad.
Now, why did I select this vacuum cleaner?
Okay. Man. So now I don't know what to think.
A rug in his apartment. I have a couple of throw rugs and bare floors. And so I just had an Oric hand vacuum. And one day, this is kind of a funny story, seven years ago, I'm leaving my building, and next to the garbage cans is a Dirt Devil vacuum cleaner. It looked exactly like this. And I thought, you know, let me just take it inside and see if it works. So I emptied it out, okay? And the reason I love this thing is to empty it out, you push that, take the canister off, bring it to a trash can. I'm assuming this one works the same as the one that, open it up in the trash. It goes out, and then this goes back in like that. And I emptied it. This was totally empty. I ran the vacuum over the floor, and I came back. It was filled to the top with cat hair. And I'm thinking,
cat hair?
Where did the vacuum get all that cat hair? And then I remembered someone in the building has two Maine coon cats. And I looked online to learn.
It transferred.
About them, and someone said, do they shed a lot? And the answer was, they shed tremendously. And then I realized that maybe the person threw the vacuum out because it's not picking anything up, because it's filled with cat hair. And every time I used the vacuum for the next 2 months, this would be filled with cat hair.
But it must have been in all the hoses and
better at suction. And then I changed, there are two
that's
filters.
Crazy.
I changed the filters. Used it for, like I said, 5 or 6 years. And then one of the wheels fell off and it's getting wonky. So I thought, I'm just going to buy the exact same vacuum again, which I did. And I will do a little demo. The other thing is, this is an amazing value. I asked Dennis what he thought.
What's your guess, Chad?
Was, and he took a guess.
Gosh, I mean, I'm going to say, now knowing it's a deal, like 120?
Okay.
Okay, this vacuum was $55.
Whoa!
$54.99.
Dennis guessed $199.
Wow.
3 days ago. All right. So the cord is still not in the cord holder. So I will undo that. Cord wraps around here. The hose disconnects here to use either of those attachments. Okay, and it goes in. This is also good. My vacuum, it just did not have a clip.
It was tapered, and they just put it in, and you didn't. It didn't lock.
But now this locks in place, which I like. And we'll plug it in, and we may have to fight off Charlie, because I'm going to throw some cereal on the floor. One of Charlie's favorites. Do my little demo here. Charlie usually comes running when he hears anything. If you have a dog, you
a
know.
A bag.
They can sense.
Yes,
the crinkle.
Yes.
The opening of
yes.
anything.
The right. The thing is also is Charlie is afraid of machines.
Dennis
right.
moved in. So the rug is like.
So he has to fight the urge to eat with the fight the urge to run away from the
dirt,
yes,
dirt
yes.
devil.
So we're just seeing how it does. Getting off the... It does not have a light on it, which is okay. I didn't need that. There is all the junk in there. You just
no cat
it,
hair.
Empty it.
None.
And there's a filter up here.
I thought the cat hair was sneaking into your apartment.
So
now I realize
added,
it was stuck into the old one.
And the filters are $4 each to replace them. So all in all, I think this is great. There, things are picking up.
It's a gadget that sucks. We made that joke yeah. every time we see a vacuum.
Yes, absolutely. But it's supposed to.
Exactly. It's what you get, folks. It's what you get.
Yeah.
That's great. That is fantastic. I cannot believe the price. It seems like a...
Neither can I. I
great vacuum for the price.
And look at the ratings. Almost 13,000. What is it? 12,000?
12,860 reviews. Do you do that? Do you just rinse it under the sink?
Yes. The filter gets, and then if you need to replace it, they're $4. I think it was $4 for $15 or something.
Look, that is not a Maine Coon, but it's a cat. Yeah, Maine Coons are big. Maine Coons can get like dogs.
Yeah, and it's under 10 pounds.
That's really great.
I think it's just great.
That is great. That's great. I like it. I like it. I like it. Okay.
Okay. Our final gadget is this.
Oh, I'm not ready. Here we go. It is this.
About a month ago, we had a little camping lantern that was really neat with a lot of special features. But it was very inexpensive, and by the time the show aired, they had run out of inventory and it was not available. So now I found one with similar features, actually more features, and more pricey. So we're going to take a look at it. I know Chad likes camping lanterns.
I do.
I think he even owns a tent. Imagine a person
multiple.
Who owns a tent. Kind of unheard of when you live in New York City.
Multiple tents.
This is like a piece of machinery here. Holy cow. All right.
I
so,
like it. It looks like something from the Alien movie or something.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
You're right.
Oh,
it's like
wow.
A piece,
look at
yeah,
this.
Whoa.
This is different than the other one because this looks like it lights top and bottom. Oh, it does. Okay. All right, so that's top. Dimmable. Oh, you know what? This is, what do they call this? Where you don't have to do the buttons.
Stepless.
Oh, look at, you can do.
The problem when you hit like soft white seems like orange
to me. You know, instead of soft white,
yeah.
It looks like it goes to
it just,
orange.
Yeah, it's just tungsten versus daylight.
All right, so then, oh, we have the battery power, 87%. All right, how far up can this go? Oh, whoa.
That's great. I could imagine that at a picnic table.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's always the most difficult.
Is it?
It's night. You don't have light near your camp. A lantern
now
is very bright.
But how much
it's one
pay?
Point of light far
all
away,
right?
Typically
yes.
On the tree or on a pole far and off of the table.
I'm trying to get the bottom to light up.
Oh,
okay. There's the bottom. And does the bottom have unlimited dimming?
Ooh. Oh, it's stepped.
Boy, that gets pretty bright. Okay, and let's see if we can go to a different color.
You also need a citronella candle. Oh! What? You have different colors?
Right. Disco tent.
Dun, da, da,
yeah.
Da.
Oh my gosh. Right.
Red would be nice colors. If you didn't want to burn out your eyes.
It looks like you actually picked the color. There doesn't seem to be any way to have it,
it doesn't
go to all the colors.
Pulse to the music.
But there's a lot of control on this. So now you can control each arm separately. All right. And anything else we can do? All right. Oh, it's a 14,000 milliamp camping lantern, okay? It has power in and out, so you can use it to charge your phone. Waterproof. Giant magnet on the bottom. Dimmable, foldable.
It definitely has
hiking,
a person.
Car
robot.
Repair. Car sold separately. But as I said, ta-da! A little bit on the pricey side, $70. Any discount? 10% off, $7 off, so $63. Well, I know we're coming into the camping season. Little reflective strips on the feet. Oh, I see what these are. They go through here into the ground. I guess this is a good idea. So if
you
windy
put it in
out,
the dirt
where you want to make it secure, to hold it in place. It's unbranded, but it just says outdoor camping lamp, and there's no branding on the box that you can find it under many names. And I'm sure by this time, Scooter X probably found it for like $10.
He hasn't, actually. I think...
he hasn't?
No,
oh, okay.
No.
Oh, and something... I found out at the very end. It's also
A flashlight on that end.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
seriously.
You know what? It's gone down in price. I just looked right before the show.
There's a 10% off coupon here.
Right, but it was $70 before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's $63.10, another $7 off. So it's like $55, I guess.
Yeah. That is really, really cool. A flashing alarm light. It says it has a colorful gradient in there, but who knows?
Yeah.
But it won't go along to any music, like you were saying.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really, really cool. It really has everything. I love that it has the integrated tripod, the extendable arm, the multiple lighting options above or below.
Yes. And you can flip those up and down and turn them. It's got a lot going on.
You can turn the above and the below on at the same time, right?
I believe I did.
Think so? Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, we probably just couldn't tell because you were in a lit room.
It is a little confusing. It's one of those things where one button and then hold it in for another button. And
yes. There's like not enough buttons for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have on, off, and then you have plus, minus, and mode.
Did you try the suction mode? Apparently it has a magnet in it.
Oh, it has a magnet at the very bottom.
Oh, look at that. It's just saying you could put a water bottle on the side of your car with it attached.
Oh, if you wanted to use it as a warning, you probably, you know what?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Would be me. This would be me. Stick it in my head.
And a tripod socket.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just stick it right out the top. Not. I'm just going hiking in the middle of the night. Nothing to see here. I love my midnight hikes. I love my midnight hikes. Gotta get those midnight hikes in whenever I can. Pretty cool. We love flashlights here on the Goose Whiz. So.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's time to get
a lot more crappy.
Here we go.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Well, let's just jump into the video, because I really cover it all in the video. Right. Okay, Dickie D, we are back at it again with another rainy day gadget. Rainy days are rare, and I still haven't had one here in Florida. They're almost as rare as a Jack-Jack sighting. Jack-Jack the cat is here with us. So I was thinking, what can you do on a rainy day when you're stuck indoors and you just can't go anywhere, and maybe you have to entertain the kids or possibly the grandkids, but there's a problem. Those kids, or maybe grandkids, they are messy, and you don't want to get your nice couches or clothes or anything messy. This is the mess-free coloring kit. This is the Bluey edition. They had a whole bunch of different ones. In fact, I think there was even a Minecraft kit. But as you can see, we are going to get markers. We're going to be able to color, but colors only show up on the special paper. I'm going to be testing that out. I'm going to be coloring all over myself. Okay. It shows a few of the designs that you can get on the back. I'm not sure if I'm going to get every single one. We're going to find out here. And that's really it. It was a really inexpensive gadget. It looks like maybe we got all those designs. Holy moly. So we got those papers. We got those markers. I'm going to move my desk around a little bit so that we can take a look. And let's go through these. What is this? Okay, so they're connected. This is four. Whoa, this is three. Okay, look at that. And it's on the back, it says mess-free coloring. So we kind of know that. I was curious if, because like on a lot of these, the lines are so perfectly drawn. I was like, can you not mess up? Is that a feature? So we're gonna be testing that. I don't think that's true because we're getting different colors. Holy moly. So that's a lot of them. I'm not going to open all these up because we saw them on the back. Let's choose one to draw. I like this little guy. Do I know the character's name? No, I don't. Here we go. The marker
is clear. Look at that. We're going to start by just drawing on the character. Whoa. That's kind of cool. It's like it activates a little bit after I draw. That's really, really cool. Now, if I go over where I drew before, ooh, it does. It kind of makes it darker even. Oh, my gosh, I drew outside the lines. So my first theory was like, okay, I couldn't. But no, that's completely disproven. Whoa! What on earth is this? Whoa! Oh, that's really cool. Okay, so that was, what would I say? Teal? Okay, let's
teal.
Test it out.
I meant to say coral.
Will it draw on me? Doesn't look like it. Will it draw on my shirt? Doesn't look like it. It looks like it got it dampened, is all it did. It just dampened my shirt. Okay, let's check out a new color. Blue. I'm just going to go like this. Woo! That is really, really cool, actually. It almost looks like, it reminds me of like watercolor. Looks like there's a hidden design. I was wondering what Discover Hidden Designs meant on the back. So that was blue. What am I doing? See, what did I say? Your children are messy. They leave the caps open. They don't do as they're told. Let's check out that green. I just want to look at the color.
And it doesn't look very different on the video.
This yellow. That's really, really cool. We can draw in like some of their little popsicles. And we'll do that for that. Let's see if there's a hidden design back here. Oh my gosh! There is a little popsicle wallpaper. Let's see. The couch should be a certain color. Oh, I was hoping that the couch had like a... Oh, I think that was him. I think I just drew on the character. I obviously don't draw outside the lines.
Inside
I think that this is pretty cool. I could see this as being a very fun rainy day activity. We're going to look at the current price online to get an updated view of the price, but I remember spending around $5 for this, which I think is fantastic. And as we saw, I should, here, I have a normal piece of paper even. We'll do this kind of, ooh, that kind of looks neat. Nope, it does not mark even on normal paper. Pretty cool stuff. Definitely a way to make sure it doesn't even need to be washable because it won't even mark in the first place. Back to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've seen this stuff. If not, maybe we've even covered this at a trade show before, but getting it. There it is. Only $5. Lots of material to draw. Here's few other
look at that.
Characters. You got some Spider-Man. You have some Disney princesses. You got Paw Patrol. Really, really cool little gadget to really pass the time. I think that's a fun one. Do you think?
Crayola has really expanded from
They really
crayon.
Have. Yeah. Michelle says, my son had these back when he was younger. I am a very bad drawer. I did not stay inside the lines at all during my review. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Our email is from Scott.
Wait,
in
not email. Oh, wait, wait.
I mean,
you're right.
Our gadget. Yeah, yeah. The email for it's not the letter of the week.
Yes.
Scott Drunken Hunky Woody said that he went home for Easter and his mother dragged out a few of his old things, and we'll see them both in his video.
Diggy D. Appreciate all your content, and I really appreciate my mom on Easter Sunday drags this out from back in my days. I think this was 1999, It was a gift. She scratched that out. She didn't want me to see the price of it, evidently. I don't know. Who knows? But it is so awesome to see. I love it. I love it. I love
Alfred
it.
Alfred A. Newman action also, figure.
With that said, back episode 1506, I believe it was, you and Chad done a little lighter watch.
Oh, yeah. I remember that lighter
watch.
And does
that still work?
Oh.
Indeed. Appreciate everything you guys do, and I love the show. Thank you.
That is fantastic. That's great.
That is great. And you know what? I said, I wonder if lighter watches, cigarette lighter watches are still around. I went to Amazon. There must be 20 of them. I sent a link to the page with, and there are all different types. Handheld, in a watch face. Kind of, I don't know. Look at this.
You got digital. You got like an electric one. That's not even like a flame.
Oh yes.
It's like an ember. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
And they're cheap.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah. That one isn't a flame. Yeah. It's just
that one looks like
a flame.
The one. Yes. That one looks like the one in the video.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
$10.
Totally. That's really, really cool. Is this a lighter? No, that's just a cool looking watch. Sorry, that just drew my eye. That's really, really cool. That doll also, that was really, really, really neat.
The Alfred E. Newman doll, that's pretty neat. Oh, wow, $80.
Yeah.
Scott, do you know how much that is worth now?
Yeah, that one doesn't even have the box. The one that's on eBay.
In the box, it's probably worth a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really very good. Very cool. So, Scott, thank you. You will get the current issue of Mad. Chad and I are both in it. And we need more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget, if possible, landscape mode, 1 to 3 minutes. Anything to do with a gadget. Old, so we love old stuff, but it could be something you just bought and love, something you just bought and hate. As long as it's a gadget, it qualifies. Put it up on YouTube. YouTube will give you a URL and email that to us at mail@gizwiz.tv. Do it right away. Okay.
Right now.
Get it something for next week. Yes, exactly.
You're listening to the show, put it down in your calendar to record a video. We appreciate it. Thank you. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Letter is from Carl with a K in Phoenix, Arizona. Dick, you showed the VCR Co-Pilot, I think that's last week's show. Do you remember VCR Plus, a device where you entered a code from TV Guide and the newspapers, I recall, to record your shows? I'm sending 2 videos. And
when you want to tape your favorite shows, does it turn into a big production? Not with VCR Plus, the one-step programmer that works with your VCR and VCR Plus codes, those numbers next to the shows in your TV guide and newspaper. Simply punch in the codes for the shows you want to tape. That's it. No more hassles. So program the old way or the new easy way with VCR Plus.
Now available at Kmart.
Kmart, baby.
And then Radio Shack had their own version of it.
With VCR Plus, anyone can program their VCR in one easy step. Just punch in the plus code numbers from your TV listing.
Rooster sold separately.
VCR Plus sets your VCR and cable box for you, so you'll never have to miss your favorite shows.
That's actually a really cool product.
What in the world's that end up to now?
Easy to use, easy to buy at Radio Shack.
Honestly, really, really cool idea.
For its time, it was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
VCRs were a drag to set up. Yeah, just punching those four digits.
That's crazy. So I'm also curious how the tech worked. Did every digit correspond to just a time block that it understood?
That is interesting.
6042. Okay, that's 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. on a Thursday. You're like, how on earth? That's really interesting.
Oh, Scudderick found an article about it in the 1990s. Starting this week in Southern California, code numbers will be printed exclusively in the L.A. Times.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
I can't click boy. That. I'm just
they were,
a
cut,
old...
they were cut, cutting edge.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
Cole, thank you for that.
All That's before great. TiVo. All before yes. TiVo changed yes. up the game. That's great. Okay, well, say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you for supporting us every single episode. We really, really appreciate the support. If you like the Gizwiz and want to give back, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. patreon.com/gizwiz or our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's not only a big banner that'll take you to the Patreon page, but also a tiny little link that will take you to our PayPal, where you can donate via PayPal as well, if you want to donate that way. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, where we record the show and the GizFizz live just about every Thursday for the GizWiz, just about every Wednesday for the GizFizz, but it'll be recording tomorrow if you're watching the show live. And the website will update with the live stream when we're live 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time on Thursdays. Make sure you join the chat room. It is full of fantastic folks. It's the IRC that's just there on our website. It is the chat room that we use. So please join it and chat along with all of the fantastic community there. And you can catch our episodes there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. All over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he, the original Gizwiz, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a reminder or a link back, that is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? We still have another month with this gadget, right?
We're
almost done. If you have not guessed the gadget, you better now, because it's going away. This is an entire gadget, but you just don't know what it is. You gotta guess. Let me guess here. I think that this is a way. It's a banana corer, and then you can fill your banana with Nutella once you're done with it. If you think you know what this is, 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, but 12 Mad Magazines for funny answers. So get funny, get clever, get hilarious. Look at that thing, make up something, and send it in. The instructions are there on the website, gizwiz.biz. What are you playing for? This, the Mad Magazine that I have right here as well. Really cool. We showed this off last week. It has the snark tank. What do you call this? Article? Comic? Snark tank comic?
Yeah.
There you go, satire. I love the artist. Tom Richmond? Is that right?
Yeah, Tom Richmond does. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Great stuff.
Amazing. Great stuff. Amazing stuff. There's me when I had red hair. There's Dick. It's just awesome stuff. So you're playing for this. You should definitely get in there, and now's your last chance. So get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.